Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is so sweet to know that we are loved by the Lord. It is so sweet to even trust in the Lord. It is so awesome to just know that we belong to Him. He is our Father. So you're a father, you're a daughter and a son of the King. And we do love Him. How do we show Him that we love Him? By loving those that He has brought around us, by loving His people, by sharing His word, by walking in His statutes. I know sometimes it's not easy. I mean, I know sometimes it's really tough, especially when we are faced with certain matters in life. For example, when you have to forgive an offense that is like really unforgivable, everybody will say it's justifiable. This one, we understand. But you have to, because you belong to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And so you have to forgive others like your Father forgives as well. Otherwise, if you don't forgive, oh, you are only hanging yourself. It's only going to hit you and hit you hard. But hey, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, through Christ who loves us. We opened the show Heart to Heart with the sounds of Dr. Tumi and the title of the song, No Other God. And yes, in all the gods that are there in the world, and even if there are gods outside of the world, we love the Lord. He is the one true God. He is the maker of the heavens and the earth. And there is none like you and I. If He cares about the birds of the sky, if He cares about everything that He has created, what more about you? He cares about all these things. So how much more about you who is made in His image and in His likeness? So every time something comes up in your life, remind yourself whose child you are, whose son you are, whose daughter you are. Remind yourself that you are made in His image. Some situations disqualify us. They tell you you don't qualify. Some situations tell you otherwise, but remind yourself and ask yourself, but who do I belong to? Priscilla Shaya puts it nicely. I'm reminded that Priscilla Shaya talks about it, and he says, but who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? And so, I don't know, if I get time, I will just remind you, I'll play that clip by Priscilla Shaya that just says, who's your daddy? So that you can remember whose you are. There's a story that we are told about a plane that was going through turbulence and all. And this boy was just playing around and just sitting. And then he just sat there quietly and he was not bothered. And they asked him, aren't you afraid? We are dying. And he says, no, I'm not afraid. The pilot is my Father. So the pilot of our lives is the Lord God Himself, the maker of heavens and earth. Donnie McClurkin says, He's the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full with His goodness. That's our Father. That's our Father, who's also our protector, our provider. How do you not love such a God, though? Hey, how do you not love such a God? And another musician, I forgot. I know my mom and dad used to listen to that song when I was growing up. Who was it again? Who says, if you think God is dead, just look around. He has this big, deep voice. If you think God is dead, just look around. Is it Louis Armstrong? I think it's Louis Armstrong who was singing that. If you think God is dead, just look around. Why wouldn't you believe in such a God? And why wouldn't you believe in His words and what He says to you and I? And believe. Just take it as is. What He says, it's true. And what He says, He will do. Why not believe that? Why is it so hard for us to believe his word? And when the enemy, the devil, our enemy, believes every single word that he says about us, he attacks because he believes every single word that God says about us. If he says you are a victor, then the enemy believes it. If he says you are healed, then the enemy believes it. If he says you are moving forward, you are the head, you are not the tail, then the enemy believes it. If he says you are a mighty man of valor, then he believes. Bona, whatever the Lord is saying that you are, the enemy believes it. 100%. 100%. And that's why he will attack that which God sees in you. He will attack you because of who you are. So better believe it. Better believe it and live as according to what the word of God says and who he says you are. So in a short while, my family, I'll be talking to Pastor Moodley. And what's happening at the AFM Easter's at Corner George Hood and PS 4E Street right here in Easter's on the 6th of November in 2 days to come. They will be helping students with applications. And so they're saying what you want to study in 2026, they can assist you with the applications. So he'll be telling us about that project that they have. And it also will be, they will also be reminding parents of certain things right there, some consent forms that parents need to sign and all that. And so they will be telling us where is all of this happening and how can we also benefit from this. So it's for every student who desires to study in 2026. Those that are doing grade 11 I think they should be bringing some results from grade 11, those that are doing grade 12 this year, but he will tell us more about this. We'll also be finding out more today. We will be talking to the Council of Churches, the South African Council of Churches. Yes, it's the South African Council of Churches. And we will be talking to them, finding out more about who the Council of Churches is. And so we'll be talking to the head of Secretarial Operations and Communications, Matume Masha. And he will be telling us more about the Council of Churches, the South African Council of Churches, about what they do, everything that they are all about. And they'll also be telling us about what's happening on the 5th of November, which is tomorrow in the evening. I think they call it an ecumenical church service. An ecumenical, but he will correct that, ecumenical service that will be taking place. And so we are going to find out more about that as well and who the South African Council of Churches is all about. And they will be telling us about that day as well. And they'll also be talking more about unity and collaboration as well. So I can't wait to be talking to all of them. And we'll also be talking to Pastor Lucas Nkosi. If you remember, Pastor Lucas Nkosi started talking about the house of prayer for all nations, talking about us who are called by his name, Christians, that our churches should remember that our churches are called to be houses of prayer for all nations. And so he will be leading us in this. Again, we are going to a part two. If you didn't know, the church is supposed to be a house of prayer. So we are going to go a little bit deeper into that with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. Today you can be part of our discussions on all these discussions that we have. You can ask your questions. The lines will be opened on 012-334-1322, 012-334-1322. You can also send us an SMS on 37871, 37871. You can also send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Right now, I'm crossing over to talk to Pastor Moodley. And he is just waiting. He can't wait to give us more information on NASFAS and what's happening. And so we're going to take the sounds of Joy Celebration on the lead there, Pastor Jabu Hlongwane, the title of the song, You Reign. And when we come back, we are talking to Pastor Moodley.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Woo! And he does. He's got all the power, all the knowledge. He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Joy Celebration. Jabu Hlongwane on the lead. You reign.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're in 657 AM. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. And on the line, I'm joined by Pastor Wesley Moodley. Pastor Wesley, how are you?
Hey, blessings and greetings from a very, very hot Karoo.
Oh, I thought you were just around the corner. I thought you were in Esteres, just around the corner, Pastor Moodley. I'm like, oh. So you're in the Karoo. It's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's 32 degrees now. Yeah.
Yo. Okay, let us bring some of the Pretorian weather to you. I think you need that.
Yeah.
I think because today we got clouds, a little bit of rain drizzling. So let's send it to you. At least, you know, you'll be much better. So, Pastor Moodley, you are on a social welfare organization and you are doing something on the 6th for our learners. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, firstly, thank you for the opportunity. I did not take it lightly. Mm. On the 6th of 11th month, we are coming to Esterus. Uh-huh. We're on our way to Esterus to the AFM church there with Pastor Brainers. And we'll be doing a NASFAS outreach and also a recruitment drive for Saul Plaatje University.
Oh, wow. Okay, then. So when you're saying you're recruiting for Saul Plaatje, what does that mean? Does it mean that I can come as a learner who's doing grade 12 and find out more about Saul Plaatje, what it offers, and also apply to be a student right there and then?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. So we bring in that opportunity to the students directly, and we will be doing the applications for the students.
Okay. So what is it that the students need to bring with them when they want to apply for Saul Plaatje before we even go to NASFAS? So what is it that they need? I want to be a student and a learner at Saul Plaatje.
Yeah, it's basically, I mean, the The general thing that they need is just if you're currently in grade 12, mm-hmm. then you normally apply with your grade 11 results.
Right.
Proof of residence, except your parents' ID, your ID. And there you go. There's not a lot of things that you need to do the application because it's mm-hmm. quite simple. And not that intricate, but it's quite simple. So, yeah.
There's
not a lot of documents that you need.
Okay. But
it's
what?
Just that the...
Yes, yes, sir. It's just what?
No, it's just those few documents. It's your ID, certified copy of your ID, certified copy of your parents' IDs, your last grade, your highest grade is grade 11 pass, and your proof of residence, and that will give you entry into university.
Okay, then why is the social welfare organization right now doing recruitment for Solplaki? What's the reason behind that? Why not all the other tertiary institutions, just Solplaki?
No, because we've got a SLA. We've got an SLA with Solplaki. So our organization has got a contract with Solplaki to do recruitment on their behalf.
Oh.
So that's what makes our organization special, is because we also do recruitment for other institutions, but in particular, Solplaki, they footing the bill for this.
Awesome. But now most of the NPOs or most of the bursaries that would help a learner to apply for or would sponsor a learner to be a student or to become a student in a certain university or tertiary institution, you would find they are looking for a specific breed of young people. So who can apply to become a student at Solplaki? What kind of results are you looking for from their grade 11 results? Which marks looking at?
We're looking at, I think your APS needs to be at 30, your 30 APS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your points. Your points has to be 30. So if you got a 5 or 6 in English, 5 in Afrikaans, first language, second language, maths, science. So you it's a combination of all that marks, and that will give you your APS. So we're looking at 30 APS to get into that university.
Oh, that is awesome. And so with those that are aspiring to, maybe they know that, no, I think I'm going to go to this university. They've already applied, but they need a NASFAS. What is it that's needed from them to apply or to help them apply for NASFAS?
So NASFAS there's not a lot of information. There is information on our NASFAS, but, sometimes, people get it mixed up. What is NASFAS?
Mm-hmm.
Let me start there. NASFAS is the National Student Financial Aid Scheme.
Mm.
Okay? Now, in order to be funded by NSFAS, you need to be a South African citizen.
Mm.
So basically, if you're a South African citizen and you've applied, now there's also a question and concern, do I need to apply for NASFAS first? Do I need to get into a university? Do I need to get confirmation from a university or a TVET college? It's either or, When NASFAS opens, some of them haven't received confirmation from the university.
Yeah.
But you can still proceed with the NSFAS application, because the NSFAS application will then, speak to the university or the TVET college. Once you meet receive your final results at the end of this year, 2025, and you pass. Remember, you're doing your application with your grade 11 results.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't passed grade 12 because you're currently in grade 12.
Mm.
So once you pass, then the university will then speak to NSFAS and said, okay, cool, Mr. So-and-so, or this student can, we've accepted them and so forth and so on, so you can now release the funds, and in that line it happens, But anyone that's a South African citizen can apply for the funding.
Mm-hmm. What kind of results should that anyone have? Do we take top students, top learners, or a certain grade, also points counting here?
Now, you see, you got your TVET colleges, and then you've also got your universities. Okay? So your TVET colleges, they have their set criteria, their entry criteria, and the universities have their criteria. Once you meet the criteria of the university or the TVET college, you can then proceed to study. NASFAS is just, you know, footing the bill. They're paying the bill. But they also have their criteria. You know? So the simple criteria which a lot of students don't know is that NASFAS has an N1 rule. Now the N1 is very simple. It means you can take the course length of the course, let's just say it's 4 years, plus an extra year. So if you fail 1 year, they still fund you for the duration of the course. But unfortunately, you can't fail repeatedly. So in other words, you must always maintain a good academic standing at your institution. So if you in good academic standing with the institution, you are funded year on year. So you get your degree. So if your degree is over 4 years and you fail 1 year, you know, NSFAS is saying, okay, the N1 rule applies to that person. So they will fund you the next year, you know. But not a you can't fail every year and expect to be funded. Then your funding obviously may be stopped.
All righty then. So you were explaining to us what NASFAS is all about, right? And then there would also be another question, because I've seen a lot of students who are trying to apply and you find they don't get good support from home, because they are told that, which means that I would have to pay back that money if I consent to you getting the funding. So how does it work? If one gets the funding, so who should be paying for that? Who should be paying it back? Or do we pay it back, or we don't even have to pay back? Once you have passed, all good. So how does it work?
Excellent question. And I hope the listeners understand this, okay? Now, the bursary, there's a difference between a bursary and a loan, right? Now, remember, there's three categories of who gets the funding, right? Who's eligible for funding. Now, this may shock you, and listeners, you need to understand this. If you receive a child grant, okay, if you receive a child grant, you automatically qualify for the bursary.
Okay, automatically.
Right. Automatically qualify for the bursary. So the only thing standing in your way now at university is your academic result. That speaks to NSFAS. So your academic results. Okay. Now, the next threshold is your 0 to 350,000 rand per annum. So if your household income is 350,000 rand per annum, which in your mother and your father, then you qualify for the bursary, or you're eligible to get funding, I would say. Okay? And then there's a third criteria, and that's the household income of 350,000 to 600,000 rand. So that was the missing middle that NASFAS was looking at. You know, what is the missing middle? Because a lot of people on paper, you know, they get paid well, but by the time they go home, there's nothing left. So all the deductions and all the, you know, the midnight messages that you're getting, all those deductions, and you're left with nothing. Now, coming back to the question, the bursary is non-repayable if you pass and meet all the conditions.
Okay. Awesome.
Right. The loan must be repaid. Okay? However, NASFAS is then saying that if the student, let's just say the student goes to study at university and the student does exceptionally well, then the loan the loan might be converted back into a bursary.
Okay, that is awesome.
Right. But, and this is to the parents. The parents are not liable to pay for the for the loan. The loan is taken out against the student. So when the student gets a job that's paying well over $30,000 a month, NSFAS will come knocking at the door and say, hey, you need to pay back a not a huge amount. I think they work on a nice deal to pay back. So it's not a huge amount, but after you have to earn, I think, over $30,000.
Okay.
Per month, and then they will say, okay, right, you got a job, so let's pay back some of the money and so forth and so on. Okay?
Oh, okay. So the NSFAS will wait for the student to start working before they can start getting the money back from the lender. So it doesn't matter even if the parent is surety. Because I know with some other loans, the parents who signed surety ship will,
And you see, let me just dive into that. Now, if a parent is afraid of that standing surety for the child, okay? Now, a lot of times, people go on misconceptions and misunderstanding and misinformation. Right? Now, this is where it gets tricky.
Okay.
And this is where a lot of students do not get the funding because they are red flagged and so on. Now, let me just run through the process. What happens is there's three stages of verification. Okay. Number one, your ID number is verified with Home Affairs. So let's just say Wesley Moodley. I'm doing the application. Okay. Now my ID is verified with Home Affairs. My SASA status has been checked. My academic eligibility has been checked. Okay. Then it goes over to the income verification of the household. So then it goes over to the funding decision. So the academic records are being checked, the registration, verification with the institution, and so forth. Now, what happens is when the parent says, hey, I don't want anything to do, the child is desperate to go and study. Right? Now, what happens? Now the child goes and says, you know what, grandmother, let's just say to NSFAS, I'm staying with you.
Okay.
But hold on. Home Affairs is a stakeholder. Home Affairs does verification. The moment you put in your details,
Home Affairs
Home Affairs pops up. Okay?
Yes.
Which means your mother and father, they're alive and kicking. Now you're being red flagged. And now the questions are going to be asked. And now it becomes tricky because you already gave, you know, it's like in court.
It's a fraud.
You get what I'm saying? Now you've been red flagged, and now you cannot explain, because if you have no parents, you need to fill in a vulnerable child form.
Yeah.
An orphan or vulnerable child.
Yeah.
So if you don't have parents, you're an orphan or you're a vulnerable child. Now, if you go over to the vulnerable child, there's a disclaimer and signature of the applicant. You saying that your parents are not alive and you do not have any knowledge of them and you're signing for it. Now, if NSFAS comes back and they say, hey, but you lied, they might take action against you.
Yeah, so you can be arrested for that as well.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Pastor Moodley,
So that is why we're asking the applicants to be
honest, truthful. Okay.
You see, and yeah.
Okay. There is a family member who's asking a question. A family member of Radio Pulpit, right here. I'm not going to mention her name. She says her son applied for NSFAS but was never approved, and now He tried to apply for the SD, what do you call it, the grant, the 370 grant, I forgot what, the SRD, yes the SRD grant, and they declined him because they said he receives money from NSFAS, but he doesn't get anything from NSFAS. So how can he cancel those NSFAS how can he deal with that?
Mm-hmm. If he's an ear service, he can come and meet me. We'll be there on the 6th from 5 o'clock. So those, and that is why we do these road shows. That is why we're here.
Yeah.
Because we need to connect NSFAS to the people. We need to connect NSFAS to the people that matter, that are struggling. Because we've done a lot of queries thus far. And people are struggling. Some people, you see, we assume everybody has moved on with the time and everybody is computer literate.
Yeah.
Everybody is tech savvy.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Mm.
That's not the case. Some people don't even have phones.
Yeah.
Most people are still, they don't have access to Wi-Fi.
Mm.
So how do we expect people to do online applications if they still fighting or figure out what do we eat tonight? So that's the reason why we're driving, 1,600-1,700 kilos to come to ESF. Not that we don't have enough work in the Western Cape, but because the people need access to it. Too many of our youngsters are dying. We're losing too many youngsters, and if we can get them educated and we can give them an opportunity, why not?
Sure. So also one of the questions that's here is, what is the exact figure that NSFAS gives for students?
Yeah. Look, NSFAS, what they cover is basically your tuition fee, the full cost of your tuition fee.
Mm-hmm.
They cover the registration fees.
Mm-hmm.
They give you a learning materials allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, accommodation at capped rates. So there's a cap rate for accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
They even give you a living allowance as well. Mm-hmm. So living allowance will be, just to go on. And then also transport allowance. But take note that you cannot have accommodation and transport. You have to choose heads or tails. Now, if you're staying on residence, then they will cover the accommodation at capped rates.
Mm.
So you can't go stay in a 5-star hotel and expect NSFAS to pay.
Mm.
So you'll have to go to your research and see, so you can add it up because it differs from college to university.
Okay.
TVET college and university, their rates differ.
Okay. So now you will be at Yesteras on the 6th. But if a family member is listening and they are not going to be even able to come through to Yesteras, how do they get help from you guys? How can you assist?
Cool. Yeah, we'll be in other areas as well. Do you want me to mention the areas we'll be at?
Yeah, you can. But is there a way also of getting maybe a phone call or an email? How can they do that? You can mention all of that as well.
100%. Okay. So on the 5th, we'll be in Soweto, Naledi, Soweto, at the community hall.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be from 5 o'clock to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 6th, we will be in Yesteras at the AFM, Yesteras.
Mm-hmm.
That's also 5 till 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
On the 7th, we're going to be in Northcliffe at the Refugee City Church, also 5 till 8 p.m.
Where is the Refugee City Church?
That's in Northcliffe.
Northcliffe, okay.
Yes.
On the 7th.
On the 7th. And then on the 8th, 9 o'clock to 1 p.m., we in Ennerdale.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be for the Ennerdale, Westbury, and Riverley areas.
Mm-hmm.
That's at VTFC. That's the church's name, VTFC.
VTFC. Mm-hmm.
And then on the 9th, we're going to be Noordgevecht at the AFM Noordgevecht.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be from 3 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 10th, we're ending off in El Dorado Park.
Okay. For more information, then, even if the family members just need to check on which days, what time will you be? We heard you said Naledi, or you heard you said Refugee City Church. How do they get hold of you guys?
The number you require is 074-918-3252.
Okay.
And if they need, if they want to give us a more, you know, a better understanding of what they require instead of, you know, sometimes they need to explain to us, you know, in an email.
Yeah.
What happens? So we can forward that email to wherever it needs to go.
Okay.
It's admin at Center of Excellence. So your Center of Excellence is C-E-N. CREOFEXCELLENCE.org.za.
All right. And then that's where you can assist them with whatever that they have. So on the 6th, what do we bring?
So for the NASFAS application, we just need your ID and your parents' details. Your parents' IDs.
Okay. That's all that's needed.
Yeah.
What about my results?
If they can go onto the website, they can download the consent form, because we need to upload a consent form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are orphan, then you download the orphan or vulnerable child.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are disabled, there's a disability and next year form that you need to take to your doctor, the day hospital, or the hospital, and they will then verify it and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. So it's much better if one could rush there on your website, download all these things, fill them in, and bring them back on the date.
On the date, so it'll be much more easier.
Okay.
And I just want to add, you know, that a lot of times the students get despondent when they are when they are rejected.
Mm-hmm.
So at times, NASFAS will reject you, because we say to students, you cannot upload an ID if you yourself cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot read it, if you cannot, and then you expect the people on the other side to understand.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't see it, then they're not going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So when documents have been uploaded, you know, students need to know that it needs to be legible.
Mm.
It needs to be a clear copy. It needs to be clean, so that when the people on the other side, you know, they will take pride and they will do your application with joy. You know, they will. But sometimes it becomes frustrating because you can't read anything. You can't understand it. So how do they process, you know? So we're asking, you know, the listeners and the students, you know, to, if you are declined for whatever reason, you have an opportunity to appeal.
Okay.
So when can you appeal? They're going to tell you what you need to do. It's either you rejected for funding, or funding withdrawn, or your change in household, you know, financial circumstances. You know, something you need to. They will tell you what you need to appeal. So you rejected because insufficient documents.
Mm-hmm.
And they will tell you the reason. So, you know, and if you're unemployed, then you cannot give a. I don't know why. I'm yet to understand the following. So, if you are unemployed, you cannot take a SEPS unemployment affidavit to verify or to justify that you are unemployed, because SEPS cannot see through you.
Mm.
They don't have the capacity for, you know, to verify if this person is unemployed or not.
Okay.
So you need to follow the proper channel. So in that instance, it's the Department of Labor or SARS. So if you're unemployed, then you're going to need an IT-834 form.
Okay.
You know, and that will speak to NASFAS to say, okay, I'm unemployed, but here's proof.
Okay.
So the affidavits, they do not accept any affidavits.
They do not accept any affidavits. So no, one of the common questions that's also there is that once I have applied, how soon can I expect the funds? Or would I have to pay for registration and then NSFAS will come in? So now I'm going to ask Pastor Mudli to like run like never before in answering my questions because we are just about to close.
Okay. So your registration fee will be covered by NSFAS. What is important is that you receive your reference number, which will begin with an AOC. Mm. And that reference number speaks to the institution. So they will know, okay, you're funded by NSFAS.
Okay.
You know, so you don't have to worry about any of those things. Once you've done the application, NSFAS will then, by the 15th of December,
respond and yes.
Yeah, and say, but it's important for the learners to track their application on the NSFAS portal.
The last question, Pastor Mudli, her family member is asking which degrees or which qualifications should one apply for to qualify?
Yeah, look, normally you have to clarify that with the institution. And a simple question to ask them is, does NSFAS fund this
cover this course? Okay.
Yes. That's a simple question you ask them. Does NSFAS, because you remember now, NSFAS does not fund private institutions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge problem we're getting because students going to private institutions and then they want NSFAS funding. It doesn't work like that.
Maybe
I'm not sure, but you know, maybe in the near future, God willing, things may change, but as it is, NSFAS does not fund private institutions.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Mudli, for talking to us. And hopefully our family members will turn out in great numbers, and those that needing help will also contact you on those numbers and on the admin. Thank you so much for highlighting these. Cher Mudli wrote in, hi, Sisibongile and Pastor Mudli. Thank you for empowering us, especially our parents and students. Thank you, Pastor Wesley, for coming from all the way in Cape Town to assist students with NSFAS applications. God bless. And yes, may God also bless you for the awesome work that you are doing. Thank you for talking to us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Drive safe.
I'm honored.
We can't wait to see you on the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, 8th, and the 9th. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen.
Bye.
Thank you. Keep well. God bless.
And yes, my family, that is Pastor Wesley Mudli. And if you'd like to be in contact with them for more clarity, more explanation, more help, if you also need help, they're available on 074-918-3252. You can also find out about the dates, the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th, where they will be in Gauteng. So 074-918-3252. Alternatively, just drop them an email at admin@centerofexcellence.org.za. It's admin@centerofexcellence.org.za. We are rushing through to the 1 o'clock news bulletin.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi-app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.